Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
All right. Hugely proud and privileged today to have Gordon with us. And I have watched his work, and your mind is going to be blown by his accomplishments, the number of cases that Gordon and his team are responsible for putting predators away. It is absolutely mind-blowing. And our mission statement on this channel is to end the war on drugs. Take all those resources, $2 trillion spent in America right now, ridiculous. Take all those resources and for the government to use them, the police force to use them, to go after predators. And what are the cops telling us? We joined to get the predators, but we were told to go and shake kids down for weed. We were told to go and hand out traffic tickets. We were told to do all this bureaucratic bullshit that we didn't really want to do when we joined the force. There's so many good police frustrated because they're locked into a system that needs massive changes. And because those changes have not come about, people like Gordon and his team have taken matters into their own hands. And they have, within the parameters of the law, legally done what Chris Hansen does. And we've had Chris Hansen on the channel 3 times now. And I've recommended everybody to go and watch his stuff on YouTube to catch a predator. So Gordon is doing the same work in cooperation with the authorities, adhering to the rules of the law, to put these predators away because the cops aren't doing it. There's an absolute epidemic of this. And, you know, on this channel in particular, the comments are coming in. People are just so frustrated that all these predators have got access to kids now through devices, predators all over the world. And it's absolutely sickening and worrying for parents that the government has not prioritised this. And even when these guys get caught, they get slaps on the wrist. Look at Maya's dad. He mocked the process. Look at the evil bloop of Birmingham. Samantha Brown. He got a few years. It's an absolute joke. So not only do the cops need to be putting these bad guys away, the judges need changes in the law so these people get the proper sentences. And it's absolutely frustrating. But I'm going to let Gordon tell you now about the results he has achieved before we get into his life story and what led to all of this. Thank you very much for coming down, Gordon.
No problem, son.
Could you just tell people then what results you've achieved so far?
Well, so far, we've as a team, we stung 131 sexual predators. And out of the cases that I know of, because they've stopped, the PS stopped telling us, like, they say, oh, it wasn't a real kid involved, so you're not a real witness. But they'll have us sat there for like hours at a time, getting evidence. Know what I mean? But we're not a real witness in the case. I know we've got 69 convictions out of 69 cases that have been through court so far. Know what I mean? So the rest are still to go through. But COVID's obviously slowed that process right down.
Could you tell us, I know that 69 convictions, congratulations. That's, you know, all of those kids that potentially, if those guys hadn't been busted, the lives could have been ruined by what the intention was of these people. Are you okay to tell us about some of those cases legally? Is that allowed?
Aye. Well, I can talk about any one of them that's been conducted.
Yeah, please do. Let's just get an idea of like the age of the decoys involved, the age of the predators, what kind of exchanges are being made online, and what are the intentions of these people were when they met these decoys.
I'll tell you about a boy, Jordan Yardley. He got 44 mums. You know what I mean? 44 mums is like nothing in America.
Slap on the wrist again.
Right. He wanted the decoy, who was like 12 years old. Now, this was the worst day in Scotty's weller in my 40 years on this planet, you know what I mean? It was -7 outside. The snow was 6 feet deep. You remember it yourself, the beast from the east. The Russian snow came, right? He wanted the decoy to travel with a wee miniskirt and a tight blouse on, and he was basically going to take her into the woods, have sex with her, and then just walk her back to the train like nothing had happened.
He thought she was 12?
He thought she was 12.
And how old was he?
He was 25 at the time, 24, 25.
Jesus.
But he was taken, right? Next day he got bail. And then 3 days later, parents spotted him hanging about a primary school playground. They gave chase, he got away. 2 days later, he was back again. They caught him this time, wrestled him to the ground and held him there until the police got there. And he was remanded in custody finally. But I'll sit and I'll say on the camera, right, and I'll say to the world that I believe that boy is a child murderer in the making. I believe he will murder Owen in the future. You know what I mean?
This is the character, isn't it, that I was watching you in action and you're telling him to stop stirring at the decoy, and he's just got this Hannibal Lecter serial killer unblinking look. And I've seen some disturbed individuals, you know, through my incarceration. And this guy has got that look as if he's going to do something very serious to somebody someday.
I truly believe that he is.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of were involved with, I know the family, we Alicia McPhail that was murdered, right? See the wee rat that murdered her? He had that same look. You know what I mean? It's in their eyes. You can see it in their eyes. You know what I mean? You can see, you can see evil. You know what I mean? And somebody bit different evil. You know what I mean? There's like evil, like some people might brand what I've done in my lifetime evil, right? Some might brand what you've done in your lifetime evil. Just depends on the kind of lifestyle you've led, kind of thing. But in my mind, I've committed crimes, you've committed crimes, they commit acts of evil. You know what I mean? It's no a crime what they do, it's an act of evil. You know what I mean? It's murder without actually, actually taking a life. You're murdering the person, but you're leaving them there to suffer. You know what I mean? Suffer it, in hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in prison, there's a term called dead eyes. It's like they've got no soul. They're not going to have any compassion or empathy. They're just going to do whatever they want to do, whatever evil they have in their minds.
That's that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know in America, like, the J-Cats or something like that, they're called. Like, the mental people, like, they put mental patients in with, like, the normal people and things like that.
American prison is the biggest house of the mentally ill.
Aye, I've heard that. Not And, like, you think to yourself, how can you put a guy that's in for a gruesome murder in with a guy that's in for a DUI and then ask yourself, why did he slaughter him? You know what I mean? Like, I watch a lot of American shows, like, a lot of the podcast, like, no podcast, like, K-Frogs and End of Sentence and all that kind of thing, right? And I hear your stories about, like, certain individuals in jails earlier, and I think to myself, like, that's gruesome. You know what I mean? Like, chopping a guy's head off and putting his worry in his mouth and how do you partner the two up? What I mean?
So Arizona Department of Corrections, so many cellmates were killing each other with different types of crimes, like you just pointed out. They introduced a rule where they were going to try and make everybody have the same crimes in the same cell.
Aye.
Yeah.
But it didn't ever happen, did it?
It never happened. They tried it, but it didn't. It was too much bureaucracy, I think.
Young white guys getting in, and as you know, young white guys are seen as food here in America, right? And they're getting in, and they're getting partnered up with like an 18-stone black man that's been working out for like... He's been in there 20 years, working out and all that, right? He's in there for the rest of his days, you know what I mean? And the wee guy gets raped, and the screws are wondering, like, oh, how did that happen? It happened because you set it up.
Yeah, yeah. If they want something to happen to you, they just put you in with a bad cellmate.
That's it.
That's how they can have you killed, they can have you raped, they can have anything done to you at all.
It's just...
And the guard said to me, the public has no idea what's going on in here and they don't give a shit about prisoners. We can do whatever we want.
That's the thing. But most prisoners, right, are victims of a bad childhood. And that's what people got to understand. Like, a lot of prisoners, they've no had a childhood, right? And they go into their adulthood no knowing how to actually live life apart from committing crime. And their crime goes, it's like smoking. They say smoking dope's a gateway to other drugs. They start one crime like shoplifting and it goes through there.
Well, this is what ties into what you're doing, because I've already described our mission on the channel is to end the war on drugs and go after the predators. Because living with prisoners for 6 years and hearing their sad stories of they got molested as kids, a lot of them,
aye,
the men don't have the tools to deal with it. So they get on drugs psychologically and then they steal or they rob or they deal drugs. And the women who've been molested, they get into sex work or shoplifting. So it sends them out onto this trajectory of doing more and more crimes and in and out of prison. And they have these sad lives after they've been molested, whereby once they get older, they're just looked at as criminals and drug addicts and nobody cares about them.
Aye.
So we got to get to the root cause. And that's what you're doing. You're aye, stopping the offences in the first place that are going to send these people into the system.
I get the odd dafty, right, on YouTube or Facebook that will write the word junkie. Or do you want a junkie protecting your veins? Because I'm thin and things like that. I'm thin because of child abuse and I've got a fucking eating disorder, right? I don't, like, go mad at them. I just explain, call me a junkie if you want, because, listen, I know what junkies go through. I know, I don't use the word junkie, drug addicts. I mean, I know they're only drug addicts because they're hiding for their demons. I mean,
people with addiction issues, I say.
Aye.
Yeah.
And they're hiding for demons, right? But they're creating another demon. Know what I mean? They turn to heroin, or they turn to, like, in America, methamphetamine and, like, crystal rock. I don't know. Like,
fentanyl now.
Fentanyl, right? That pure heroin kind of thing, you know what I mean? And they're turning to all these drugs, and people think, walk past in the street and they think, oh, junkie. Think what that person's been through before you call him a junkie. You know what I mean? Think the horrors that person's probably seen in his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you see a homeless person, ask them, you know, what's your story? Don't just dismiss them and think that, you know, these are scum of the earth, shoplifting and drug addicts. They've had very, very sad lives and they're actually society's most vulnerable people.
Yeah. I know one lassie. She's homeless through drug abuse, you know what I mean? And she was raped as a wean all through her childhood. She's actually been raped twice living on the streets. Know what I mean? When's it ever got stopped for that last time? I mean, when is she ever going to get that wee touch of living life? You know what I mean? Like, it's hell. Like, it's... These people that live in the middle classes, you know, they don't understand. You know what I mean? They don't understand the fucking struggles that child abuse victims have been. You know what I mean? It's, they think that we all should just get on with it, and we can't go on with it. I'm 40 years old and still got an eating disorder because of something that happened to me when I was like 6 or 7 years old.
So we were going to go over your life story then, and I've got down here that you went through hell as a young person, and your father was abusive as well. Are you able to talk about that stuff?
Aye. My dad, like, he was never, like, sexually abusive to me, but he was, let's just put it this way, he didn't hold back when it came to, like, the old beatings, you know what I mean? And, like, I used to listen as I went, as he went in and battered my ma. And it used to haunt me, you know what I mean? Like, knowing that this big man that everybody out in the street was scared of, you know what I mean? Like, he was a known man, you know what I mean? He was a tough man. And he was coming home. And my ma's a Roman Catholic. And my dad's an Orangeman. And in Scotland, that's a big thing, the difference Catholic and Protestant. It's basically another extension of Northern Ireland, Glasgow is, right? Glasgow. And he used to come home and it would be, all I'd hear is, your Athenian cunt, slap, and then fucking all this, you know what I mean? And when I got to about, I think the first time was about 4 or 5, he came into my room, you know what I mean? And I got a bit of tanking, you know what I mean? And through that day onwards, it was just every day. It'd be like just beatings for anything, you know what I mean? Like, I remember one time sitting, I was getting a beating down the back. Like, we stayed in flats, and I was getting a beating because the boy had his two big sisters with him, right? And a stickness on. So all I hear is a window fucking flying open and my dad shouting, "Fucking do him! If you don't, I'm doing." Next thing I put the stick in my horn, I'm trying to cave as we guys he done. You know what I mean? Because I know when I got this there, if I don't win this fight, I'm getting battered. Try to cave as we guys he done. You know what I mean? I got this there, I get battered anyway. You know what I mean? I got kicked a bit, punched a bit. You know what I mean? Or just because I got into a fight. But, you know what I mean? Like, so I couldn't win in any circumstance. You know what I mean? And, like my food, like, the reason I don't eat proper at all. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's owning me all the time about my weight. As you can see, I'm underweight. You know what I mean? I'm, like, clinically malnourished, right? Because at times I'll go through stages where I'll get my weight again, but then something traumatic will happen and I'll stop eating. And it happened because, well, I believe this is why it happened. One day my dad was making lunch. My ma was out somewhere and he was making lunch. And he said to his, the first person to finish her lunch gets the last aim at iron brew, which is a drink here in Scotland. We were like, yes, that's a luxury, you know what I mean, back in the 80s. And he comes in with 2 bowls of scrambled egg, knowing that I don't like scrambled egg. Right, so I'm like kind of greeting, you know, I'm only like maybe 6 years old, you know what I mean? I'm greeting and next minute it's crack, you know what I mean? My nose, instantly I felt it crack, you know what I mean? Like, just, it's the first time I'd ever broke my nose, you know what I mean? I've done it 7 times since, but first time my nose ever broke, you know what I mean? And the blood was streaming down with snot and tears and all that, and it's all dripping into this bowl. He sat there and he made me eat every single bit of that egg, you know what I mean? Until it was finished, with the blood, the snot and all that in it, you know what I mean? I didn't care, you know what I mean? After it, my sister's, my older sister's sitting there drinking this wee dreg iron brew, you know what I mean? As if, like, she'd won this prize, and I'm sitting there, like, just pure numb mouth, you know what I mean? Like, my teeth were on numb at the top, and my nose was just, you know what I mean? I could feel my eyes going and all that, you know what I mean? Like, right away. And I basically just had to go to the bed and, like, you'd be in the jail, you know what I mean? Like, you had to just go and hide until, you know what I mean? A few days after school, you know what I mean?
I can't imagine then, you know, when you're incarcerated, there's the possibility of anything happening at any time. So your adrenaline's always going. So you've had that your whole life. Well, your young life, you've had that for many years, it sounds like. So I can't imagine the effect, because it wears you down, doesn't it, when you're constantly on guard like that, thinking something's
constantly gonna... terrified the footsteps coming towards my door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But... Mama left my dad when I was maybe about 10, 11 years old, and like an idiot, I chose to go and stay with my dad. I don't know why, you know what I mean? Like, I can't answer the question of the day he asked me, and he had this look on his face that just made me choose my dad, you know what I mean?
I think it was a bit like Stockholm Syndrome.
Possibly, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I stayed there 11 months. After the first 5 months, I think it was, there was all sorts of reports to social work, for the school, doctors, to the post and things like that. So the post came out and they interviewed us and all that. And I got took into... Basically walked past my dad, who was in a, like, a corridor sitting on a bench. Was honing his head, like, doing this. I walked past him, and the sergeant's like that to me, greeting face, wee bastards like you, need to fucking man the fuck up. Look at what you're doing, you're poor dad out there, because your mouth. And he's like, are you want to press charges against your own dad? And I says, no, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want any of this, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know why I'm here, you know what I mean? Pure shaggy hair that's like 2 months needing cut. Trainers that are talking to me, you know what I mean? Because his soul's hanging off. You know what I mean? Fucking face damaged and all that, you know what I mean? And the post send me home. So my auntie Anne was a great woman, you know what I mean? And like she would take me away out of this situation for weekends at a time and all that kind of thing. But it got to the stage that this gang was kind of after me, you know what I mean? And my dad was away out drinking, and he'd leave me in the house at the weekend myself, you know what I mean? He'd go out drinking on the Friday and come back on the Sunday night. So this gang were shouting up at the window and things like that. So I opened the window, and I threw my dad's darts at the gang, you know what I mean? My dad's come in on a Sunday night, and the gang were all hanging about. And he said to my dad what happened. And he said to me, take the black bag and take it down the stair to the bin. And I says, I can't. And he says, take the fucking bin bag down. And even my stepma, or his bird I call, you know what I mean? But even she was saying, Ian, you can't. I was made to go down that stair, and I got leered at the bottom of the course of that gang. Like, leered. I'm lucky. Here in Glasgow, Glasgow's been the knife cult, like, capital, the slash capital for, like, 1940 or something like that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I'm lucky I didn't get stabbed that day or anything like that, right? But I got quite a tasty fucking beating, you know what I mean? And then I got up the stair, like, feeling wrecked, and then the beating really begins, you know what I mean? And I have to take it off my dad, you know what I mean? Mm. And, like, see when he punched you, it's like a sledgehammer hitting you, just a big fucking fist slamming into your wee face, you know what I mean? And it was, after that, I couldn't be trusted because I'd thrown his darts out the window. So on a Friday night, I'd get put into a cupboard, right? With a promise that he'd be back in a couple of hours. You know what I mean? Now, this cupboard's maybe, it's the size of the ceiling, so it's, say, 7 feet high, right? And it's probably a foot and a half by a foot in measurement. But you've got electricity meters and all that, poking out and all that kind of thing, right? So I've learned to sit a certain way. I sit a certain way, right? Like, on my knees. But I'm sitting this mad way that even my girlfriend will say, why do you sit like that? You know what I mean? It's because the mum's not locked in that cupboard, right? I've had to learn. Because when he come back that hours later, he'll be back on the Sunday. Know what I mean? And on the Sunday, say, he'd had a bad weekend, he'd take me to the cupboard and he'd blame me for the maddest of shit. Like stealing, he'd say, oh, you fucking stole a slice of bread. I've not done anything to eat all your fucking weekend. I can't go to this cupboard. How can I steal a slice of your fucking bread? Know what I mean? But I'd get accused of this anyway and I'd be kicked about and punched about. Know what I mean? I'd have at parties. He'd have parties and I'd have, like, darts were a big thing. They all played darts, like, in Glasgow, know what I mean? Darts is a big thing in Scotland. And I'd have him and his pals, like, throwing darts at me. Know what I mean? Like, I was there, like, trying to get away with the darts and they were trying to get me in the feet and all that. And he'd have someone going like that, both, and getting you in the stomach and all that, know what I mean? And, like, you're actually pulling these darts out yourself, you know what I mean? And you're seen as, they're all giving you, like, 10 pence and 50 pence, and you're thinking, I'm thinking of myself anyway, this is natural, because my mates are telling me outside that they got to do that night, you know what I mean, if they're there. So I'm thinking, everybody gets these doings, you know what I mean? Everybody gets, like, what I'm getting, you know what I mean? But I didn't know that these other ones were talking about they got scalped in the bum 3 times. You know what I mean? No broken ribs and a broke arm. You know what I mean?
You had 11 broken bones, didn't you?
11 broken bones. You know what I mean?
By the time that the agency stepped in.
By the time the agency stepped in, I, like, what happened with the agency is the door went in and it was a pause. Social work. And somebody else, I can't remember who the other person was, but there's a squad in them anyway. They did so many reports for the school. Like, one time I was sitting in the school and I was getting suspended for pulling a knife out in a boy. I was getting suspended and my stepma walked in front of the head teacher and the gym teacher. The gym teacher I hated, right? He was an absolute prick. I hated him, right? She walks in, bang, right in the eyeball, right? My eyeball starts throbbing instantly, you know what I mean? The gym teacher smiles as he walks in the door. And I'm thinking about that gym teacher fucking seeing that there, you know what I mean? I'm not thinking about anything else apart from that gym teacher saw that. Not even because I had that much hatred for him. But all these reports went in, they came and they took us. And I've saw the reports, you know what I mean? Like, I was all, again, shaggy hair and all that. Like, my trainers were talking to me. I remember my dad coming in, right? It was the first year, right? And he said to me, I've got you a pair of trainers, son. And I thought, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? That's really nice, you know what I mean? He's gave me them. And everybody was wearing Adidas Samba in the days. That was the trainer of choice, Adidas Samba. Black with the white stripes. He gives me a pair of Gola, which were like cheap versions of Adidas Samba. You got fucking mocked and you got bullied for having Gola on. You know what I mean? He's gave me these and I've had to, like, accept them, saying, oh, I'm happy about these and all that. You know what I mean? Pulling them on my feet. went to school. You know what I mean? What do you think happened? Ha, look at him fucking goalie on his feet. You know what I mean? People try to take the piss and that would lead to fights and all that kind of shit. I ended up, like, the primary seven, like, no, this was for, like, what do you call it, like, S5 or whatever it is, S6. Like, I don't know what you would call it in high school. Like, you're high school, basically. In America, they're high school. Like, the jocks, basically. It being in your land kind of thing, grabbed a hold of me. And one hit me up by the, like, round my hang here. Another two hit my legs. And they ran me into the, like, the pole.
What?
You know what I mean? And they were doing that. My hang was into the pole. Five or six times, you know what I mean?
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I started kneeing the fuckers and not punching me and all that.
Jesus.
I left the school, you know what I mean? And I'll be honest with you, you know what I mean? Like, I've always fought back all my life, you know what I mean? Always. There's never been a time where, like, somebody's punched me and I've no punch back, you know what I mean? But at that moment, I was not, I could do, you know what I mean? Like, so I just left the gates and I didn't go back to school, you know what I mean? So I started dogging school. You know what I mean? And then when I went back with my ma, I went to school for a wee bit in first year. But then I got put in a children's home and they basically said to me that day, "Did you go to school today?" I said, "No." I was never asked to go back. So I had a first year education. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is in America. Like, that's like, used primary school's grade school, I think.
Yeah. I can't remember either what it is.
And then you go to high school.
Yeah.
We went to high school. You go about 12 years old to high school. So basically, I had an education up to about 12 years old.
Yeah.
I mean? Had to teach myself how to read, how to write, and all that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I done that later on in my life.
So then you started to learn to use weapons to protect yourself. It's raw survival for you at this rate, at this stage, isn't it? You had to go rogue.
Basically, what happened was anger came. Not meaning, like, see, the fear, it was replaced by anger. Not meaning, like, I knew the human body wasn't made of glass. I'm talking about, like, some people in this world are scared to get punched in the face. Like, see if you walk up to Mace Men, right? And you punch them square in the fucking face. They're going to back down. I mean, or see if you put it on to somebody, they're going to back down. Because Mace people don't want it. You know what I mean? I've been taught this thing that, right, probably know it's yourself, right, if you've been very bad. They'll scream, right? They're screaming in pain and that. But then there's this other scream, you know what I mean? This scream that only, like, terrible fear and pain can cause a man to die, you know what I mean? I've learned that, see, if, like, you've got 10 men coming at you kind of thing, see if you make that first one make that sound, see the next nine, the next nine will run. Not me, they will run.
Psychologically.
So I've learned that basically you want to come to me, my front door, for instance, I'm going to fucking put sulfuric acid in the first one's face. Know what I mean? And let him squeal that squeal. Know what I mean? He'll squeal that squeal and see the rest of them. They will run. They will not stop. Doesn't matter what they've got in their hands, machetes, choppers, cleavers, anything they want, you know what I mean? I put that sulfuric acid in the first person's face. You know what I mean? No, you need to be after, safe bottle. You know what I mean? Splash. You know what I mean? And they're making that sound, that squeal. And I guarantee the rest are running, you know what I mean? I've had it twice in my life, you know what I mean? Like, guys try to rob us when I was doing crack in London, you know what I mean? Walked up, put sulfuric acid in the first one's face. Bottle went, you know what I mean? Like, that sound piercing through the whole fucking tower block, man. I guarantee, I stayed in the lower basement. I guarantee, like, 18 up heard it, you know what I mean? The school this guy made, you know what I mean?
So after the extreme hell you went through, you were determined then, you know, that if anyone messed with you, you were just going to go full on.
Aye. It was basically a case of, I'm out now to cause as much fucking damage to in this world as I can possibly cause. I wanted people, certain people, right, like, to feel the pain I was feeling, not mean, like, and it, see, a children's home's a place of violence, a place of torture, a place of sexual abuse. It's a case of all the Wains have been sex together, we were all having sex together. I would go for one lassie's room having sex, right? And then going into another lassie's room that, like, my mate had just come out of, you know what I mean? And we'd all be having sex with each other, all looking for the love that we weren't getting. You know what I mean? So, you would meet certain people and would, like, one time going to the ice skating. I won't name the ice skating, but we were going to an ice skating and we were going to a wee scuffle with, like, older boys, like 5 or 6 older boys. So I decided, ice boots in my horn. What's a fucking tool in it? Bang, put the fucking ice skate right in his head. But I went to, like, take it back. Didn't come back, you know what I mean? It was stuck in his fucking head. So I had to actually walk away and leave the ice boot stuck in his head.
Bloody hell.
But the problem was, we were out stabbing people and all that, right? For that age up to 16. Nothing was happening to us. We were going to a thing called the children's panel, right? And they're making it sound like it's everybody else's fault but yours. So you're thinking, I can do what I want, like, I'm not going to get into trouble here. Like, I've committed armed robberies and all that, right? And because I was under the care system, I walked. The social worker would come pick me up and take me right back to children's home.
No consequences.
No consequences at all for your actions, you know what I mean? So, of course, you know what I mean? I had all this fucking rage and all this, like, just wanted people to feel the terror that I felt, just, I want people to feel it, you know what I mean? Just, I can't explain it, Sean, you know what I mean? Like, an anger that I wanted to, like, just destroy this fucking world. I'd watch this world burn if I could, you know what I mean? Like,
you're projecting your own torture and hell that had happened to you, weren't you? You know, as a kid, you weren't given the tools to deal with it, so you're just lashing out because you've been so, you know, brutally abused by your dad. You're now just lashing out.
Right. We're in the children's home and, like, the local young mob would walk past and they'd sing a song, Homeward Bound, Homeward, you know what I mean? Mocking the fact that we're in a children's home. And all the Wains would be sitting there fear and all that. I was like to myself, what are you all scared of? And they're going, like, oh, they usually start throwing bricks and all that. They might jump the fence, let's get inside. And I was like, fuck that, hear the fence, you know what I mean? I jumped to the fence, right into the crowd I went, you know what I mean? And, like, see, before I knew it, I had people at my back, you know what I mean? Like, some of the boys, like, I can't name names, but they jumped the fucking fence with me and were right into this wee mob, you know what I mean? And then it became a thing. That this wee mob and us were enemies. You're caught lacking outside that children's home. You're getting slashed, or you're getting fucking done, you know what I mean? And, like, there's one time they got into the children's home, right? And the staff locked herself in the office, you know what I mean? So we were left there basically to fend for ourselves, kind of thing, you know what I mean? So fend for ourselves we fucking did, you know what I mean? Like, basically, the young mob left the children's home, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, we put it right on them. Because we were all Wains, we fucking that anger, you know what I mean? They were all sitting there in their nice hussies, right? Fucking living good lives, right? Getting proper dinners and, like, the love after my and dad, getting the best of gear and all that. You know what I mean? We weren't getting quids. We were getting, like, I think we got £180 every 6 months to go and buy quids with. You know what I mean? Like, you know yourself, you can't buy nothing. This jumper cost £180. You can't buy nothing with £180 in 6 months. You know what I mean? So, they've got everything, yet they're here to mock us. Nah, it's not happening. You know what I mean? Not anymore. You know what I mean?
What was the situation with the machete?
Oh, that's what, like, one of the reasons I was put into the children's home. Like, my ma put me into a children's home, right, under a section, I think, 24 or something like that, or section 21. Basically, she was giving me up because I kept getting arrested all the time. One of the times is I slapped a boy in the head with a machete. You know what I mean? Folks at the door, family at the door, loads of trouble. Another time.
How had he provoked you?
He didn't provoke me. You know what I mean? He was just, like, he thought he was better than me. You know what I mean? He thought he could fight better than me and all that. He thought he could bully me. You know what I mean? Like, talk down to me and things like that. So I kind of wanted just to show him that you can, you know what I mean? You can. You know what I mean? So, just slapped him in the side of the head with a machete. My dad gave me the fucking machete for fuck's sake, you know what I mean? So, it can't be that bad to use it, can it? You know what I mean? So, like, then we broke into a guy's house, right? And the guy's opened the sitting room door. As we've come in the back, and he's opened his sitting room door and saw us. And I went, boo, like that. Just, I got a fright. He got a fright, and the word boo came out of my mouth, you know what I mean? And he slammed the door shut. So we've ran up a hill, and we were sitting in the bushes, just sitting, like, watching down at the house. The guy had a heart attack, right? The ambulance and the police and all that game is a serious matter. Like, there's more blue lights there than there is in fucking Blackpool kind of thing, right? We were sitting there watching, thinking that we were not getting seen. But every cunt saw where we ran. You know what I mean? Everybody saw where we went. So they're pointing the poles in their direction. We're not knowing that the poles are closing in behind us. Next minute, we're in handcuffs. My ma's boyfriend comes to the police station, laughing at me. You know what I mean? I've done it now. Your ma's no taking you back this time. I'll make sure of it and all that. I was sitting there thinking, like, right. My mum will take me back, no problem, you know what I mean? Social work come, like, about 6 hours later, and they're like, we're going to take you to your mum's house, and we're going to ask her if she'll let you back in, but she's saying on the phone that she's not taking you back now. So, we went to her house, and she wouldn't even let me in the door, like, to talk. Social work went in, I was just on outside, and they came back out of the house, and they said, we're going to take you somewhere for the night just to hear my cams done. But that one night became like a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And then obviously all the stabbings and all that, I ended up getting put on a section 24C, which meant that the social work had, basically I was under social work control now. I mean, my ma didn't have the right just to come and get me anymore. Like, I was under social work control. Know what I mean? But there's a lot of abuse in children's homes. You know what I mean? And like I say, a lot of sex happening between Wains, right? This member of staff said to me,
all the Americans are thinking, what's a Wain?
A Wain's like a child.
A child.
Know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We call every child is a Wain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a Scottish word, I think. You know what I mean? But, so we're all having sex all the time. It's just a natural thing. There's nothing to it, you know what I mean? No love, no girlfriend, boyfriend, none of that. this member of staff says to me, I've only been here a couple of days. You're slow as fuck. And I said, what are you talking about? And he went, obviously such and such wants to fuck you and you're fucking sitting there no doing nothing about it. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. I can fucking see it, so how can you not see it? So I was like, hey, I'm going to go and chance my arm. I went in, chance my arm, right? I asked her to come to the toilet. So she came to the toilet, so that's when you know that it's game on kind of thing. You know what I mean? I went in. Next minute, the door busts opened as I'm having sex with this lassie. This guy, see the old phones you used to get, the old cameras you used to get. It was like they were long, right, thin things with a big flashlight at the end. He took one picture, right? And like we're like stoked and covered up and all that. And he started saying, he's like, listen, this will only go any further this time, right? But these photos are going to be used as evidence if I ever catch you doing anything like this again. Stand still, put your hands by your side. He took a photo of her and he took a photo of me. And he left. Now we're thinking to yourself, lucky escape there. You know what I mean? That lassie died very young, you know what I mean? And like, that man was in his 50s at the time. 50s, maybe early 60s. But it's a man I'd love to be able to go and see. Because I'd see if I saw my lassie's throat. You know what I mean? I'd cut his throat. You know what I mean? Because I believe that he had something to do with like that we are to dying young, you know what I mean? And I know it fucked my head, you know what I mean? Like,
you think he was blackmailing her with the photo or something?
No, basically it was just he wanted the photos. He wanted his child porn on it. It's
oh,
like,
yeah, gotcha.
His child sexual fucking predator picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's for his own sick enjoyment kind of thing. So he's fired me in to have sex with this lassie so he could come in and get pictures of his, you know what I mean? And then he's like telling us that, basically saying to us, oh, I'm doing you a favour here, but you're no saying anything. But, and he's like talking, he's really angry, as if like he's really angry with us.
That's his cover story.
I'm thinking, you've sent me in here, like, you're telling me, like, you're the one that put me wise to she was game for it. So, like, you know what I mean? What's going on? You know what I mean? All the staff knew that the Waynes were having sex with each other. You know what I mean? But, see, in the home, I will say there was great members of staff. You know what I mean? Like, there was Zach, Jimmy, there was Gaynor, just to name three names. They were all in their 30s, 40s, so I don't even know if they're still alive, you know what I mean? But they were great people that tried to put us on the right track with a guy, Alex, who would, out his own time, take us to the local football and watch the football and all that and take us back. We'd take the piss by throwing things at the players and throwing things at the rival supporters and try and get in a boot room with a wee blade, you know what I mean, and try and plug a couple in the arse and that, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? And we were taking the piss out of a man's goodness, you know what I mean? When we were surrounded by fucking badness, you know what I mean? We had somebody good there, but we couldn't see the good, you know what I mean? We could only see the badness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's just so much bad in hope care, you know what I mean? Like, the care system is a fucked up place, you know what I mean? They shut, there was four homes at that time, and we used to always meet up on a Wednesday night and play football at the local five-a-side. Every single Wednesday night, it would end in a punch-up. You know what I mean? We'd all start boxing with other homes. Now, they shut their four homes down, and their four homes that later came out, child abuse was happening in all four of their homes. Council ran homes. before that, it was like nuns and that were running care. And they were sexually abusing the veins blatantly. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely blatantly sexually abusing the veins. And nobody cared. Nobody cared. Because it was just wee bastards didn't care. They're bad veins, they're rotten. You know what I mean? We were only rotten. You know what I mean?
And did you get introduced to drugs at this age?
I started smoking hash basically as soon as I hit the children's home. You know what I mean? As soon as I hit the children's home, I was smoking weed, taking acid, taking E. And, like, I didn't like acid and I didn't like E. I don't like being out of my... I'm hyper-vigilant, you know what I mean? Like, I like to know exactly what's going on about me, when it's going on about me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll sit in a pub and I'll, like, look about and I'll know exactly who the troublemakers are. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go into pubs, you know what I mean? For that simple fact, right? But anywhere I go, I'm looking. On a bus, I'm looking at who's ready to start trouble here. Because there's trouble around every fucking corner, you know what I mean? There really is. There's trouble around every corner. And I, at this age, right, in this stage of my life, right, where I want to actually do good, like, I matured when I was, like, 27 years old, 26 years old. That's when I matured. I didn't mature at 16, you know what I mean? I was, like, fucking 26 before I matured. You know what I mean? And then I wanted to start getting back. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a single dad of two veins. You know what I mean? Two veins that I brought up myself. You know what I mean? We helping my girlfriend. You know what I mean? She's been a big part of, like she's gave as a family, you know what I mean? Like, Christmases and all that. You know what I mean? Like, Christmas dinner and all that with a family, it's like, it's all new to us, you know what I mean? It's like, never had it, you know what I mean? Like, just, she's gave us a normal fucking life, basically, that's what she's gave us. She's pulled us out of a hole that I was in. I was basically stuck in this hole, right? With, like, my veins, ma, she ended up dying when I was in the jail. I was on remand for a wolf pack incident where we smashed a throw about in Edinburgh. And I was on remand and she died. And because she died, I'm on remand. My older son's on remand in Pullman. And three others are on remand for my... No, two others are on remand for my team, right? And the police are searching for the other one. Five is. And we got released on compassionate grounds, got bail. But as I'm being bailed, they start reading my bail conditions. Like, I've been on for fucking 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, bail condition 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But see, by the time they go to 16, I stopped listening. You know what I mean? I was leaning against the desk, just like, not even fucking listening to what they were saying. The bail conditions were basically for terrorists. You know what I mean? It's bail conditions you'd get a terrorist. No social media, not allowed to take part in, like, hunting down paedophiles. In any kind of aspect. Why? Why are you scared of me hunting paedophiles? Why? Like, if your own watchdogs are saying the police can't deal with it, and hunting teams are... She mentioned the wolf pack, right? It's been impeccable. Our evidence, like, amazing. We're hardworking, we're dedicated, you know that, right? Yet 4 days later, I go up for a breach of the peace where the family come out with knives and all that, right? It turned into a breach of the peace. I go up to court and I get banned, right? I got 2 years probation, 200 hours community service, and a 2 year ban on any kind of hunting activities at all. Why? Why do you want to take someone so successful, 131 stings, right? That's up there with any team in the UK, right? It's probably top five in the UK. Now, down England, they've got so many people to work with, like 60-odd million to work with. We've only got 5 million in Scotland, and we've caught 131 fucking predators. You know what I mean? Now, we're super successful here. The evidence we're getting in is super... It's... See my partner in this, Oliver. He's legit amazing. You know what I mean? Like, this man is... He's an artist. He's a gay man, right? He's flamboyant and all that, right? But see the brain on him. It's next level shit, you know what I mean? It's like... He knows... Basically, when we started this, he started reading law books. And he's finding all these different laws. We've ended up with 3 laws changed in Scotland.
Wow.
We changed 3 laws in Scotland. Because of Oliver's knowledge.
Wow, you know congratulations. I mean?
Like, Oliver's an Englishman, right? But he's an honorary Scot.
So what laws have you got changed?
Basically,
this is great because we're talking, you know, on this channel for all of the different people we've interviewed, we've been talking about how hard it is to get through to the politicians and get the laws changed, but... Go on, if you could expand on that.
2 of them are just small ones, right? But yeah. The main one is, right, we had this paedophile that lawyers thought, we can challenge this without it even going to court. So what they done is they had a mock trial. They call it, so I can't remember what they call it up there, you know what I mean? But it's fucking lawyer talk, you know what I mean? It's basically a trial, but there's no accused and there's no witnesses or nothing. They play the part at all.
Oh, right? Yeah, we had a guy in here yesterday who had an attempted murder case and he ended up doing this thing. Aye. It's called a something hearing.
I can't remember what it's called, right? But so they done this anyway and it was in front of a high court judge. It was held in Edinburgh Sheriff Court, but...
A Newton hearing, it's called.
Aye. Yeah. The high court judge... was sitting and he's listening to all it all, right? And they're using our evidence, right? Like, on a different case, it's like the evidence, and the PF's got to argue against it, kind of. No, the PF's got to argue for it, where a lawyer's got to argue against it, right? So, the High Court judge turns in and goes, right, so, if a man's caught with 10,000 fake Valium, he's charged with selling Valium, as you know. And the lawyers and the PF's like, well, aye, yes, aye. So they turned around and said, well, if a man thinks he's meeting a real child, he's meeting a real child. So they changed the law that if somebody thinks that they're there to have sex with a child, it's classed as a real child now. It's no classed as a decoy or anything else that's classed as that's a real kid.
Well done.
And that was a huge law.
That is brilliant.
It was huge for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, but another team had a Grimness Sister Scotland, I think it was. They had a big case and all. They went to the Supreme Court down in London. They caught a predator. The predator got time in jail. But when he got out of the jail, he wanted to basically sue the hunting team, saying that they had infringed his rights by videoing them and putting them on his Facebook and things like that. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court because judges couldn't rule on it on all these different levels. But in the Supreme Court, it was ruled that hunting's totally illegal. Our evidence is totally admissible in court. They're meeting a real Wayne. You know what I mean? So, basically they're fucked. We won the, like, they won the case kind of thing, know what I mean?
Good.
And that was a big help as well, know what I mean?
Yeah. So
that paedophile, that dirty scumbag, right, came out of jail after supposedly going through all his courses and all that they go through, right, that don't do jack shit, right? A paedophile's a paedophile. They're going to be a paedophile until the day they fucking die. They've got a sexual attraction to wains. That's not going to change with some arsehole that went to university. So tell me, how, what goes through your mind when you're thinking about children? You know what I mean? That's not going to change their fucking instincts, you know what I mean? And see these ones that say, oh, I want to, I have sexual thoughts about wains, but I wouldn't act on them. You'd fucking act on them in a second if you had the opportunity. Don't tell lies, you know what I mean? See, if you knew how to access child porn, you'd be accessing it, you know what I mean? See, if you could molest a wain, you'd be molesting that wain, you know what I mean? There's no such thing as a paedophile that wants to have thoughts but won't act on them. There's no such thing, you know what I mean? They're just paedophiles that have had lack of opportunity, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, so we were talking about your story then, and you said you started to get into drugs, you were sniffing glue, smoking hash. So how were you financing the drugs then? Did you start to commit more crimes?
How we were going to, we were like stealing out of cars, we'd steal the car stereos. They would sell for like 25 quid and things like that, right? And then it went from the cassette players to the CD players. So we were stealing all these cassette players and people were going, no, I want the CD player. I mean, so we were having to find motors with the CD players, we'd start stealing out of them. At that time, you could smash a window in a motor, take the stereo, and sometimes the alarm when they go off and things like that. It wasn't like the day where you even fucking look at the motor and the alarm's going off, you know what I mean? Immobilisers and all that shit. None of that was about. Like, you could steal a Vauxhall Astra, right? Like, we actually timed ourselves 7 seconds. If we start to the engine going, 7 seconds it took us. Know what I mean?
That's how did easy. You start it?
All you did, right? You jack it with, like, you'd open the door with a screwdriver, right? And then you'd kick the casing off, right? You'd break the steering lock. Right, now see, on a Vauxhall Astra or a Nova or something like that, you could break it with your bare hands. You'd break it that way and then you'd break it that way, you know what I mean? And you've got the casing off and you'd find this like black plug kind of thing, and that's like, it had a wee socket bit. You just jam the screwdriver into that bit and turn it, and that's your way.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
Wow,
it was that easy, you know what I mean? You steal a motor in these days.
Yeah.
I mean, so you think how easy it was to get a burner when you needed a burner, you know what I mean? If you were away to do a turn, you just went and got yourself a wee nippy Vauxhall Astra, you know what I mean? Mm. But like, there's boys that could steal for like escorts and things like that. I could never ever get a Ford fucking escort. If you used a scaffolding bar, say like a big bar of metal, you used to need to put that in and like break the steering lock with that, because their steering lock was like mere, like harder to break. But I was never really into stealing motors and things like that. We had a Sierra Cosworth. Now, can you remember Cosworths?
I can't though. What year was that?
93.
Yeah, I was in America by then.
Aye.
And the cars are a bit different out there.
Yeah. In Right, see the new, you've got the Subaru Impreza. That's the boy racer kind of motor.
Yeah.
Right. Back then it was the Sierra RS Cosworth or the Escort RS Turbo, right? We got our horns on an RS Cosworth and I was driving, right? We're booting along and I wanted to see how fast this fucking thing can go, you know what I mean? So I opened it up and I'm hitting 130 mega an hour. I don't know what happened, right? I don't know what fuck it, if I hit a stone. Don't know what happened. I wasn't taking a corner or nothing like that, right? The motor just fucking flipped. We flipped maybe. Well, we ended up about 30 feet into a field, right? Me and this other boy. We both walked out of there without a scratch on us. See, the motor, it flipped at that speed, right? Now, you think how many times that's rolled to get like maybe 30 feet into the field, right?
Yeah.
See the actual frame of the motor? It was still sturdy. It was all, just all the paintwork and all that, it was all fucked on it.
What was going through your head as it was rolling?
Nothing, it was like, it happened so fast, that's how I don't know what caused the actual fucking crash to start with. All I remember is, like, when it came to a stop, thinking, like, oh shit, like, am I hurt here? Like, is he hurt here? No, I look to my side to see, like, if his fucking, he's all mangled, you know what I mean? Like, I just went up through the window, and he's come out through the window, and he's like, you all right? And I went, aye, you're right, and he's like, I'm brand new, mate, and I was like, I'm brand new too, and we were like, right, we better get to fuck, and we started booting that across the field, you know what I mean? So we didn't, I didn't really have time to process it, you know what I mean? But see, like, later in life, when you process, like, what you actually done, it was like, but an RS Cosworth in the days was the balls, you know what I mean? It was like, that was like having a Subaru Impreza then, you know what I mean? They'd hit 130 and you could handle it, you know what I mean? It was like the engine, see the sound of the engine and all that, it was beautiful, you know what I mean? It was like, I've never been a big motor fan, you know what I mean? I'm not a big fan of motors, but like that Cosworth, you know what I mean? It was just, see the steel in it and all that, the knowledge that we had the horns on the fucking cream of the crop, you know what I mean? It was an amazing feeling, and see, like, driving it and then getting to a stretch where I really could open it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like, it's a boom, you know what I mean? And then the next minute, we're fucking, you know what I mean? And then we're climbing the Lindy's and all that. It was, like, it almost seems like fantasy now, you know what I mean? Like, fucking. So, I've got this thing now where I'm, like, super. I won't drive. I won't learn to drive. I won't go. I know how to drive. I've been driving since I was 12. But I won't go and learn, like, learn, then pass my test and all that, right? Because that day, I mean, see, that crash has put me off driving forever. I mean, because I don't know what happened, you know what I mean? So, you don't know what happened, you don't know how to rectify a problem, do you?
No.
You know what I mean?
It's put something in your brain, hasn't it?
Aye.
Whereby it's like a protection mechanism,
that's
isn't
what
it? From it repeating
aye.
Situation, yeah. And around this time then, did you get in trouble for starting a riot?
Aye, that was after the 40s. See, the day that he done that with the 40s, that I was like stewing on it, you know what I mean? And before I knew it, I picked up the telly and I just threw it out the window. And people were like saying, "What are you doing, Gordon?" And I went, "This place is fucking gone, man." And I started setting fire to the couch.
So just for the viewers then, because you told that story a little bit ago, he's referring to the predator that was the boss who took the photos of him as a kid, who was some kind of... Gordon believes this guy was collecting child porn.
I just started set fire to the couch. That started burning. You know what I mean? The staff are running about and all that. So we pulled out the big fire hoses and we're fucking shooting at the staff with the fire hoses and knocking them right back because this is like a big jet, you know what I mean? It's knocking the staff back and things like that. We wrecked that whole place. We went out and we were starting the minibus. We tried to, steal the minibus. The children's home's actual minibus and we got it started and all that. But by this time, a mobiliser has kicked in and we got so far and the van just stopped. You know what I mean? And none of us knew why it had stopped. So we all just bailed out and smashed fuck at the van and all. And we walked back to the children's home, the police all came and all that. I was taken away and so was a lassie, an older lassie. The next day in the Daily Record it said 17-year-old and named a lassie and 13-year-old, a 13-year-old that cannot be named for legal reasons, started a riot in a children's home, you know what I mean? That was the headline, kind of thing. And we just utterly fucking wrecked the place, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely destroyed it, you know what I mean? Like, copper piping, sinks kicked off, the fucking wall, toilets kicked off and all that, you know what I mean? Baths pulled out, rooms were on fire and all that, you know what I mean? It was a crazy fucking night, it was just mayhem that night, you know what I mean? But that was just building up, it was stewing, you know what I mean? It had been stewing for days and weeks leading up to it. And I believe that what happened to me would have happened to other people because one boy in particular, he's a good wee pal of mine, a lovely wee guy, you know what I mean? If you're watching this, you'll know who you are, you know what I mean? I don't need to even mention, you know what I mean? But I noticed that he was also, dead aunts in his leading days, you know what I mean? And he ended up punching one of the members of staff, a woman at that, in the face. Because the guy that had took the picture, we'd get these staff that would come in every now and again. There was cover shifts. There's cover shifts for the real staff, right? And this woman came in, she was 6'3" or something like that. So we were calling her Hightower and all that, taking the piss all day long and all that. And at bedtime, she tried to grab my wee pal to take him into his room. And he just jumped up and punched her right in the face. You know what I mean? And that isn't him. So there's just this feeling in the air for days. You know what I mean? And I believe it's something to do with him being on the scene. You know what I mean? That I don't believe for a second that it was only me and this young lassie that it happened to. Because there was this feeling in the air. And see, when I kicked it off, everybody kicked it off. You know what I mean?
That guy was probably a collector, wasn't he?
Aye. I believe that he's... Aye. I believe that he was a paedophile that was going in children's homes, collecting and ruining lives and destroying people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I had to go and do 6 weeks in a secure unit because of that, you know what I mean? I was in a secure unit, locked up, an actual jail. That's what it was like. It's not like that now, it's a holiday camp now. But back then it was at the end of the Borstal period, getting into the secure unit period. So it was more like Borstal than secure unit. Rains of the day will think secure units are like holiday camps, really, where you're locked up, you can't get out. But back then it was jail, you know what I mean? It was like gladiator school kind of thing, you had to fucking put in a bit of work, you know what I mean? I went there the 6 weeks, man, and I put in the bit of work I had to put in. Next minute I'm called back, and they're like, hey, you're coming back to Bells Hill. And I'm like, Right, cool. I mean, I went back to Bell Hill and they'd like painted the place and it looked like they'd done it all cheap as fuck, obviously, you know what I mean? Because it just looked like normal again, you know what I mean? And I was like, nah, just. See, if I stayed there, right? I'll be honest with you, if I stayed there, I'd have killed somebody. You know what I mean? Like, my ma moved to England. I can't remember what year, right? But she moved to England. And because she moved, they had to move me. Even though I was in care, they had to move me. So they moved me to the care system down south.
To Surrey, where I've come from, to film this.
Aye. Dorking.
Dorking, right. That's right near where I've come from.
Westcott, right, just outside. Do you know where I'm at?
I've spoken a few places, but I can't remember the names of them around there. But it is
it's a wee village just outside Dorking. It's about a mile you can walk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, some nice countryside, isn't there?
Beautiful. Yeah. Right, so I went for this council-run establishment, right, into this big country house, right? They had a big rose garden, a gym, inside it had a snooker, a pool table and all that.
Sounds like the one I did a talk at several years ago.
Beautiful. It was a woman called Nancy and John that ran the place, right? And they took me in and everybody loved my accent and all that. I was seen as one of them and all that. And there's a couple of times when there's a few situations, you know what I mean? But it got handled in the Glaswegian style, you know what I mean? And they treated us like I'd never been treated. I wasn't used to being treated like that. You know what I mean? They took us away. Like, they took us on a foreign holiday. I'd never had a foreign holiday. I'd never been outside of Glasgow. Never mind fucking knew I'm staying in this big country house. You know what I mean? But this fucking boy came. She had like four or five boys at a time. That's what she'd take. And they had like an annex after it. It was like a big country house, beautiful inside. And they had like an annex flat, you know what I mean? It was attached to it. And this boy came in and he wasn't fucking all there in the head, you know what I mean? And he kept saying shit, you know what I mean? Like about Nancy, you know what I mean? And he would like bark at her, you know what I mean? He would talk down to her, not demean her and things like that. So one day I just put a fucking blade out on him. I mean, shoved it right in his neck and I said to him, listen, do you want to fucking die? Do you really want to fucking die? You know what I mean? Because he's talking about death and killing people and like fucking all this mad shit he's talking about. He's a fucking maddie, you know what I mean? I'm like, do you know what? Just I blew up, you know what I mean? Dagger out the waist and right into his neck and I'm like, do you want to fucking die? He didn't want to die, you know what I mean? His face went fucking white, kittering like a fucking wee ass, you know what I mean? I ended up getting booted out of there.
Did you?
Yeah. You know what I mean? But what happened was, she didn't tell social work, right? At the time, I was working, right? Like, getting a wee wage, you know what I mean? With this guy that she knew. He said he would take us in, you know what I mean? So he took us in, you know what I mean? Next minute we're running about with drugs, guns. This is the best time in my life. I was fucking loving it, you know what I mean? Like, having access to fucking shows and all that, you know what I mean? Bags and bags of grass and all that. Going to all these gangsters' houses and dropping off fucking like three black bags worth of weed. I mean, sitting there with like 13,000 E's in my waistband and like fucking $6,000, 13 grand in my waist, 18 grand in my waist, all different. Know what I mean? I would carry it, right? So that, like, see if we got a random stop by the police, I'm underage, you can't search me. Know what I mean?
Like county lines.
Know what I mean? I'm under... I sit today down here, I know, county lines and all. But I basically, that's what we were basically doing, but wasn't it? We were basically taking it from one place, which was a caravan in a field, right, to another place, know what I mean? And distributing it to them, and then the money would go where it was meant to go, know what I mean? But I just love the fact that I'm jumping about with a fucking gun in my waist and all that, know what I mean? And, like, getting into these gangster sissies and all that, right?
How old are you at this point of the story?
I'm about 14.
14, you got a gun in your waist.
Aye. Know what I mean? And it was a powerful feeling. Know what I mean? Powerful feeling. I mean, guns aren't available readily here, know what I mean? Well, they weren't back then. They are kind of readily available now, know what I mean? But they weren't back then. Know what I mean? Especially the horn guns that we were talking about. Eh? But we had a wee Derringer. It was a woman's handbag gun for America.
I had a girlfriend in America and I got her, we call it a Lady Derringer.
Aye, Derringer. Yeah. That's it. I say Derringer, yeah. Don't I? Derringer. And it was like a wee handgun.
Yeah, yeah, same. Right? Yeah.
I used to love getting into the field and banging it off. God. Know what I mean? I used to love it. And like, the boy, let's say the guy that I was staying with, he'd be like, "Watch my fucking horses, you don't know where the horses are." I just, boom, 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 not mean, like, loving it, not mean, getting to fire off these guns, because you're in a field in the middle of fucking nowhere, not mean.
It is a powerful feeling.
Oh, it really is, not mean.
Yeah.
It really is. And, like, see, to start with, he's like, shoot the can and all that, and I'm trying to shoot the can, and I'm getting nowhere near this fucking thing, know what I mean? Like, can he bat him at this can? It's quite far away, know what I mean? But see, by the end, I was hitting the can every fucking time, you know what I mean? Hitting posts, I had a rifle, know what I mean? And firing this rifle, it was a different kind of feeling altogether, know what I mean? Because you knew that the person could be far away from you, know what I mean? And we were shooting at this, like, wooden post, know what I mean? And by the end of our time with that rifle, that wooden post was basically away, know what I mean? We just basically blew it to fuck, know what I mean?
Did you get your hand on a shotgun?
Aye, firing shotguns and all. Yeah. Like, we didn't used to do armed robberies with shotguns, know what I mean? Like, throwing our shotguns.
So what was your first armed robbery?
My first armed robbery was actually an odd bins, and it wasn't even an armed robbery kind of thing, right?
What's odd bins?
Odd bins, it's like an off license.
Ah.
So, like, yeah.
Like a liquor store.
A liquor store there in America. I walked in, and I was staying Shepparton at the time. It's a place where they make movies and all that. Like, there's a big studios, and right behind that studios there's an estate. And I was staying with this woman who had another foster son and a real son. And me and the foster son were jumping about, and he would be like, "We can't go to the shop because all the wee mob are in there. Like, all the young gang are in there." I was like, "Fucking move in the shop, know what I mean?" So we walked in, and basically I've introduced myself to like, "Oh, this wee guy," and they're all fake fucking plastic gangsters, know what I mean? Like, Surrey bad boys, know what I mean? That's what I call them, know what I mean? Surrey bad boys. And they're like, "So where are you from?" And I was like, "Glasgow." And they're like, "I've heard about Glasgow and all that. And is it true about the knives and all that?" And I went, "Well, does it look like it's fucking true?" And they're all like, "Oh, no, know what I mean? Pure in awe, know what I mean?" And I was like, "So we start drinking with them, know what I mean?" And one bottle is another bottle, not, and we end up walking into the town centre. Shouldn't have went into the town centre. There was an Oasis concert playing. It wasn't Oasis, but it was like stupid. We arseholes on the stage kidding around over Oasis, but people would pay to go in. I ended up plugging somebody at it, you know what I mean? We sneaked out, you know what I mean? Cleaned off the blade and all that. And we were bouncing about, like, fucking, as you do. I'm drunk by this time, very drunk, you know what I mean? I walked into the odd bins and I said, bottle of vodka. And he's like, no, I can't serve you, pal. And I went, fucking bottle of vodka. And he says, listen, I can't serve you, you're too drunk, you know what I mean? And I said, listen, put a bottle of fucking vodka on the counter. And he went, no, and I went, pull my blade out. And I said, you gotta put the fucking bottle down there. And he's like, and he put the bottle of vodka down. But I put the fucking money down. You know what I mean? Like, I put 12 quid on that fucking counter, right? I walk out, and it feels like seconds have been passed, you know what I mean? But I just remember the police van door being opened, you know what I mean? I remember being smashed against it, being put in, then I remember, like, lifting my head, and the boy, the other foster boy, was there, and he's like, you all right, and all that? And I'm like, what the fuck's going on, and that? And he's like, hey, pure leather dude there, man, are you all right, and all that? And I'm going, and then I can't remember again, and then I remember a social worker coming to see me, and I was like, thinking that was me getting out, but I wasn't getting out. And this is, like, Friday night. Now it's Saturday morning and I'm no out now. No, I'm used to getting out after 6 hours. Doing whatever I wanted and getting out after 6 hours. I wasn't getting out. I was like, shit, what's going on here kind of thing, you know what I mean? Only Saturday morning I'd kind of sobered up. No, it was today, Saturday night. Saturday afternoon I'd sobered up. And the copper comes into my cell and he says, there's a boy four down getting released. Do you want him to grab you anything at the shop? And I'm like, I'm a fucking fanny, and I get the fuck clown. And he's like, listen, I know where you come from. They might know day things for you, but this boy will go to the shop and he'll get you whatever you want, what you need. So I was like, tell him to get me 2 bottles of coke, a paper, and 20 fucking fags. Sitting there, the door opens.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.